Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Let the filibustering begin.
Welcome to Nerd Party.
Hello, and welcome to Filibuster 21. I'm Lee Hutchison, as always, and I'm going to do something a little bit different today. Usually we have kind of an off podcast week where we get kind of hosts of the show all kind of come together on these weeks, but sometimes life gets in the way and people aren't free to record maybe the fourth or fifth podcast of the week. So I'm going to fill in just myself today, and I'm going to try a little experiment, something I might do in these off weeks when people are busy, and do little kind of mini audio commentaries. You know, they're easy to record, easy to edit. And, you know, it might be a bit tricky doing it myself. I might get bored of my own voice by the end of it, and you too. But I might do some of these kind of with small TV episodes, whether kind of an old Batman episode or Frasier or South Park. And, you know, anything kind of goes. So I thought, well, what am I going to do today? And I thought, you know what? The Ski Lodge is one of my favourite episodes of Frasier of all time. And I thought, I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to make this a little experiment. Let me know if you think these audio commentaries are pretty boring if it's just one person, you know. So yeah, I'm going to do an episode of Frasier called The Ski Lodge from season 5. And yeah, you can get it on Netflix, your DVD, just line it up. And if you want to listen along with the episode, just get the episode set up and we'll put it together. Or you can just listen to this in your cars and hopefully it's relatively entertaining enough and it's not just me laughing away at the hysterics of it all. So yeah, if you're all set up, we'll have a wee countdown and then we'll dive straight into this episode. So 3, 2, 1. Like, I've always been a huge fan of Frasier, since the 90s. I always, in the UK, we had on BBC, we had Seinfeld, but that was on like kind of like 10 o'clock on a Sunday evening. And then for much of the 90s, you would have Frasier and Friends on Channel 4, kind of in a double bill. So I think it was like Friends at 9 o'clock and then Frasier into 9:30. And Friends was kind of always the big popular hit here, really, in the 90s. That Seinfeld, while huge in America, was really very, very overlooked here in the UK. And it's not something that you can even get on reruns here in the UK. You know, it's kind of on one channel. But Frasier has kind of been a staple of British TV really since the 90s. It was kind of on Channel 4. It was on the Paramount Comedy Channel. Then we kind of had it on kind of Channel 4 back again. It's you know, this morning over breakfast, there's a couple episodes of Frasier while you're having your cup of tea. And yeah, Frasier's always been kind of a staple of British, you know, television. And I think that's because it's such a British comedy at heart. It's, well, it is an American comedy. There's no taking away from that. The writing style, the farce of it all, it's very British, very European. And British comedy likes to pride itself on being intellectual when it can be, you know. Well, no mention of Mrs. Brown's Boys, but Frasier really kind of ties into that classic British comedy. And I think that's why it's been a staple of television here for, wow, nearly 30 years. So why The Ski Lodge? The Ski Lodge is one of my kind of favourite Frasier episodes because I think no one does farce like Frasier. And I think this is one of the perfect examples of it. Like, the writing is just incredible in terms of how they put things together. That this is an episode where, you know, for those who have never seen it, is that Roz, who's pregnant, wins a trip to a ski lodge. And Frasier takes advantage of that because she's pregnant and goes, well, I'll give you a big screen TV. And Frasier and the gang all go up to the ski lodge for a weekend. But with the rum that's going around, the beautiful scenery, they're all looking to get some. They're all looking to sow their oats at this camp, this ski lodge. So, you know, and it's just brilliantly, brilliantly written, that so much comedy, you know, that these days is so base and it's about silly catchphrases. But Frasier was always just it was so rewarding as a viewer to watch, because it respected you as a kind of, that you had to be smart to really watch it. That, yeah, you could get a few laughs out of it, but if you truly, truly wanted to resonate with it, you would, you'd get a kick out of it. And that's kind of shown, especially in this episode, where you've got so many elements that are coming together and it needs to all link in, that all this kind of switching of the rooms and, you know, we'll get to that kind of part later on. But yeah, kind of at this point, Niles has just separated from his wife, Maris, the elusive Maris, and he's looking, this is his chance, he can start to fire into Daphne. And this part always makes me laugh here about Fraser is a bit kind of hesitant about Daphne's rugby playing friend coming along, that he's worried it's going to ruin his good vibe for the weekend. I mean, that's just typical Fraser snobbery. But Niles is like, oh, bring her along, anything that he's not going to let a chance at a ski lodge with Daphne go to waste. So, obviously Niles has waited 5 years for this chance, and bringing along a rugby playing girl is never going to put him off. Believe it or not, I actually played rugby at high school. I'm obviously a bit of a scrawny, not exactly well-built like your typical rugby player, but yeah, I played some rugby and, you know, I don't think I was the greatest. But this is classic Fraser here, that as soon as Daphne mentions the rugby player Annie's, you know, had a swimsuit contract, just that way he turned around, well, we're stuck with her now. You know, he's not going to give an inch, but brilliant from Kelsey Grammer, just that little wry smile on his face. It's just that's Fraser and Niles just giving the kind of rolling of the eyes. He knows his brothers, he's in now, oh, well, we're stuck with her. So yeah, like, Fraser really does these episodes so, so well, and they're so common throughout the series that they go to this one set and, you know, whether it's the home or whether it's hotel rooms, cabins, you know, they really do have a wonderful lifestyle. Fraser and Niles are, here they are up at like the camp, the ski lodge. Dad's there, Niles is, Annie's there, Daphne's there, and obviously Fraser's been taking advantage of the snowy roads to get Annie pushed into his arms. So yeah, like, it's such a little stunning set, even that they would obviously have to have made this on the day, and you know, the detail, it really does seem so believable. It always makes me chuckle that outside the property you can just clearly tell it's a painting, all these little the little kind of town and the church bell, everything outside the house, it's so still. Annie here is, I had a wee nosy to see if she's done anything really else of note apart from this episode, and she played one of the Watchers in season 7 of Buffy that was killed by Nathan Fillion. So, you know, apart from being trying to be seduced by Fraser Crane, she's a Buffy Watcher, so there's something like that. But yeah, like, this is where you start to all see it kind of come together, like, it's where it's all starting to play off now, that Annie, who Fraser's got her eyes on, is already kind of going after Niles. But it's just the cleverness of the writing, like, oh, I'm after Dr. Crane. Well, Dr. Crane, and with Daphne being kind of her so particular that everyone's Dr. Crane to her. This bit here, does this weekend have to be about sex? Hello, and I'm Guy. Just that Daphne, that she was, you know, hoping for a lovely weekend with her friend. That's her already trying to sow her oats as well. And I think that this is such a kind of, you know, real staple of quite a 90s comedy, that really until that point, I never really got the impression from watching much kind of shows that they were open about these characters being sexual beings, especially kind of women. Well, kind of, we have the Sam Malones of Cheers. We've now got kind of a, you know, we can now gladly show a 90s comedy, whether it was Friends, Elaine and Seinfeld, Frasier's, Daphne, that women are sexual and have sexual urges too, which is great. But this is just brilliant kind of directing here, just the way they all start to kind of look at each other, link in, and the camera is just, the camera's a brilliant storyteller here, that we've got Niles checking out Daphne, Daphne checking out Guy, Annie checking out Niles, Fraser going for a walk, and then here's Guy, where's he going to go? The camera goes with us, and then they pulls into frame with Niles, and there he is checking out his butt. It's just a brilliant little beat where it kind of, it tells the story so, so well about where it's all going to go, everyone's sexual motivation for the weekend, and yeah, I think it's good. Daphne's trying her hardest. Is there anything you don't do? There are a few things. You know, note to self, my European accent is pretty atrocious, yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's changed days from men wearing their big robes, isn't it, in the evenings. You know, there's Niles and Fraser, just pompous as always with these smashing robes. One thing I think really works so well about this episode is obviously Martin is kind of, well, a bit deaf for the weekend. His ears are blocked up, and it's things like that as well, that his kind of lack of being able to hear really is a bit of a kind of pushes people in the right directions, and it's so funny. It's just that this, oh, like, Annie's all over Dr. Crane, so, you know, oh, why couldn't she be hot for Fraser? And then just, like, Martin hears this wrong. Annie's hot for Fraser, and then he's kind of telling people the information that this really, you know, French cinema in particular really made, like, decades worth of cinema out of this kind of farce. And I think Fraser always did it so well. These were kind of often my favourite episodes, the misunderstandings, whether it was the matchmaker where Fraser's boss thinks he's gay, and where, you know, I think there were so many episodes about Fraser where people had sexualities mixed up, you know, one with Patrick Stewart in particular where he's almost leading Patrick Stewart's character on because he's getting a wonderful lifestyle, watches and meeting all these people myself. But yeah, it's just like the looks between these characters are so wonderful, that it's just so well acted, that this cast truly is, they're just firing on all cylinders. And I think there could be a case made that season 5 of Frasier is one of the best. It's up there with anything. And obviously this was written by Joel Keenan, who was one of the, you know, the regular writers on Frasier and even wrote the finale. It really amazes me just how the quality and level of writing that they've got here. And, you know, they'd love to kind of experiment with these different ideas and, you know, how to kind of write scenes. And I think that for the most part, Fraser with camera movement, because a lot of it was kind of set in the apartment, Cafe Nervosa, it wasn't the most, you know, exciting thing to look at visually. It was very much that kind of multi-camera shoot. But I think when they've got a kind of location that they've made like this, and you can see that they can use the camera to kind of be part of that, kind of to sometimes tell a little interesting kind of thing, like they were saying with Guy, they put him into shot with Niles to kind of tell that the romance is going to be there, and it's an exciting location that's obviously been built around, let's be creative with the camera. And I think this is definitely one of the more interesting episodes of Frasier in terms of visual direction. So obviously we're now seeing kind of a lot of the misunderstandings. Oh, Daphne wants me, and dragged her off in a jealous rage. No, Annie's hot for me, and it's just kind of cranking it up there. You know, you're delusional, Niles. Well, we're kind of in on the whole thing. We know where everything's kind of going, and you know, it's kind of Martin really is the instigator of all this with the misunderstanding, you know, misunderstanding room, you know, thinking Niles is gay. There's a lot of kind of great stuff here, and it's you know, he's almost playing the kind of village idiot role to kind of get everyone else to push them along in the plot. And it does really feel all natural, that it's very, very good. I'm sure we've all had those experiences where our ears have been blocked and we're all kind of like, we're nodding along and we're kind of saying things just to get them through. So yeah, I just love that. You're a wonderful father. But I mean, I think this is an overlooked kind of part of the episode here, where obviously here's Annie in her lovely gown. Looks like something out of kind of Victoria's Secret. But yeah, like Martin kind of comes together and goes, oh, these take hours to make. But, you know, it's a, you know, he takes it back and he talks about making it for his wife at the time, and when he was wanting to pop the question, and he's getting the Dutch courage, and it's a lovely story, and, you know, it makes you really reflect and think. And then they're all just like, they're kind of taking the meaning out of it to mean, go for it. You know, it's the things that you don't take advantage of that you regret. So they all just take this as a, go sow your oats. And we've obviously got they all just sit down. He's just looking forward to a lovely drink with his friends and a little tender moment, perhaps sharing stories. But nope, they all just quickly rush off to their beds. They just can't wait to get their pants off. So yeah, it's a lovely little moment. I think it's kind of can be overlooked here. It's just that, I mean, the writing is so sharp that for a 22-minute long comedy, every line is just so sharp. Every line is pushing forward the plot so well. And I think that's kind of one of Frasier's strengths compared to a lot of modern comedy. Take something like The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is just shoving lines in the face like, oh yes, we're going to play a game where it's the Doctor Who's in the TARDIS, but really he's kind of going to Minas Tirith, blah, blah, blah. And it just shoves stuff on the page. Whereas Frasier, every line is like a beautiful song. Every line has got a meaning, a purpose, and is pushing the plot forward. It's telling us something. It's something, you know, there's not a moment wasted where you think, what's that line kind of purpose for? It's excellent. And he's even just thinks, here, we've got the wrong rooms. So once this is your kind of, you know, your setup, just kind of setting up where the kind of plot's going to go for the next kind of 5 minutes as they all swap the rooms, trying to catch up with the person that they think is interested in them. And yeah, it's just one of the best bits of kind of visual comedy and writing this next 5 minutes. I'd never ever get bored of it. I always remembered watching it for this episode for the first time. I used to get a bit of a Frasier marathon on the Paramount Comedy Channel in the 90s on a Sunday, and I would record a bunch of episodes and then I would watch them after school on a Monday. And I remember just sitting watching this one for the first time and I just couldn't breathe. I just thought it was the funniest thing. And this is the first of many times that, well, one of many times that Niles has confessed his love for Daphne, but has in fact made a mess of it. As he says it's someone just in the bathroom, and it turns out to be Annie in her wonderfully short dress. Oh, but here's Guy to save the day. So Niles goes off with him, and it's so good. Yeah, I'm going to find it hard not to just sit in awe and just giggle away at something I've seen, you know, kind of 100 times over. Like, even as a kid, I was in my kind of, I was 8, 9, 10 when I'm watching kind of Frasier, and, well, the jokes weren't something I always got or understood. I just loved these characters and the comedy that, for what I could get, there was so much that I was able to enjoy as such a young boy. And Frasier is something I've always kind of gone back to. It's a well I've always mined. I've watched it over repeatedly. It's been a kind of staple of kind of TV viewing for me, that if I'm kind of like, oh, I'm feeling maybe a bit down or glum, or just looking for a way to spend an entire Sunday afternoon just like, oh, what am I going to watch? Oh, I'll just shove on Frasier. I'll watch maybe four or five episodes of that, which sometimes usually turn into 6 or 7. And I always love Niall's face there. I'll see you later. Yes. And obviously there's Frasier going around with his champagne. That's just, I think one thing we always say with kind of Frasier is that I would say it would probably be my favourite comedy of the 90s, between the kind of the three titans, which would be obviously Seinfeld, Frasier and Friends. You know, Seinfeld would be very close to Frasier, but in terms of kind of Friends was something I watched, but I don't think it's got much replay value. Once you've watched it once, you've kind of got everything you need out of it. Whereas Frasier and Seinfeld, there's so much to mine from it. And here's Annie now waiting in Niall's bed, and oh, he's pulling the moves on him. And just the little beat there from Niles when Daphne's like, I don't want Niles, and just like that little 2 seconds of like, oh. The classic line here, well, I don't do those anymore, when she's thinking that there's going to be a little threesome. It's just and a cool little storytelling, that this idea that this promiscuous Brit. And it's just, you know, it's all kind of just totally gone out of control now. Everyone's misunderstood. Everyone's starting to get embarrassed, and now we find Fraser, you know, hairy, big man boobed Fraser just lying topless in bed, popping champagne. I'm sure that's every woman's fantasy, right there, isn't it? I always regret it. I was in New York, I think, about 8 years ago when Kelsey Grammer was in a Broadway play, and I was so gutted not to be able to get a ticket when I was over there. I was like, oh, the idea to see Kelsey Grammer on stage would have been something to marvel at. I love this line with Fraser here. You're not even the sex I want. No, Niall, let's not be jealous of these lesbians. It's, yeah, it's classic. Like, I would love to have, you know, I feel that there's so little kind of known about the Fraser writing room. I'd love to know how they put these episodes together, that, and kind of the time and effort it takes to make it link or ever so well. That, and you can imagine an episode like this, you must have post-it notes all up on the wall to, like, okay, so such and such is here, and then this character goes here, 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 and there. You know, good ego boost for Niles. Two people are after him that night, but not Fraser. No one's after Fraser. You can imagine that's quite heartbreaking. And also another one of those many times that someone mistakes a cream boy for being gay. And I've always enjoyed that about Fraser. You know, that was kind of a staple. So in episodes where these kind of misunderstandings about people's sexuality, and that was a very, you know, kind of all popular really quite in the 90s, that kind of gay characters in comedies were being more accepted and people were willing to talk about kind of male sexuality out with just kind of heterosexual relationships, which were kind of a staple. And I love that kind of Martin comes in, you know, he's been deaf. Will you keep it down? These ears finally pop. Oh, carry on. He's just, it's a classic little beat. I think this is just one of the, you know, for people that are wanting to write comedy, I think this is just a fantastic example of writing, and it should be taught in schools, that of, you know, this is an example. And I think we've lost that. It's, you know, very few comedies these days are as smart as this, as well written as this, as well cast as this. Nowadays it's just so boring. I don't think there's, you know, probably since Parks and Rec left the air, I don't think there's any comedies I regularly watch or download or stream that's new. It's so disappointing. So yeah, here we go, we've finished the episode already, and obviously Annie is now going to go seek out Fraser. You know, Fraser's finally going to get what he wanted, but unlucky for Fraser, he's popped off to the toilet, so he's missed out on a night of hot sex, probably with Annie in favour of, by popping out for a few biscuits. So yeah, this brings the end of this episode. I always enjoy hearing the Star Trek theme, close a Paramount thing. So, yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this episode, as I say. I might do this as something, as a little kind of in the off weeks, if none of the hosts are free to do a podcast. And let me know if you think this worked, if whether you thought it was, maybe you get a bit bored of hearing me just talk endlessly in your car for 23 minutes. I can imagine it's not the most exciting commute in the world, but please let me know, and let me know what you think of Fraser, the Ski Lodge, and as always, you know, please rate, review, and subscribe. It really means a lot to us. We see the reviews that are left for the show, and it can really make it all the worthwhile, all the time and effort that we put into these things. It does mean a lot. So thank you very much, and I'll hopefully be joining you next week. I love you. Bye.
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.
Welcome to Nerd Party.